Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. Oh, we want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. We want everyone everywhere to be so blessed by God that their only question is, God, there is so much money coming in. Where do you want me to invest it in your kingdom? That's my big problem. That's the way it's supposed to be, Joan Hunter. That's what's going on in your life, in your family's life, in third world countries. And to those that understand and catch God's heart for giving. Now, you were telling me on yesterday's broadcast the car story, but it's more than a car story, and you'll elaborate because it's not just one member of your family, but how many members of your family have gotten cars supernaturally over the last couple of years?
7 out of 7. I have 4 daughters and 3 of the most incredible sons-in-laws. All 7 have gotten new vehicles in the last 2.5 years.
Okay, tell me the story. Recap the story and then tell me the conclusion. We had to stop at such a critical moment.
So hopefully you're waiting with anticipation for the end of the story.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
She had saved $6,000, and I gave her a prophetic word that God was going to bless her naturally and supernaturally. A friend of mine was selling one of her cars. Exactly what she had wanted. Backseat had never been sat in, mint condition, and the lady offered it to her for $5,000 under wholesale. So she thought, this is great. I can put $6,000 down, and then I've already saved $5,000 under wholesale. So this is great. There's where God blessed me, you know. And she had a note for $9,000. It's a phenomenal car. And she said $9,000. So she got a loan for $9,000, $50 a month. She said, I can handle $50 a month. She paid the first payment. They sent back a letter saying paid in full.
How come? How could that happen?
God laid it on their heart to just wipe out the rest of the debt. And that's what God's doing.
Oh, have you heard stories? I've been starting to hear stories about money appearing in people's bank accounts that are givers.
That is so true. I mean, dozens of stories. You know, $750, $300, $1,200, you know, all these different amounts are showing up, and they're going, there must be an error. You know, you go to the bank, and it's like, there must be an error. No, it's not an error. There's money in your account. A deposit was made, and it has, you know, it has your thing on there, and it's like, okay, in the natural, I don't remember doing it. But God is blessing us with finances.
Now, explain something to me. You enjoy writing checks to ministries and people in need. When you write a check, tell me what you do. What do you pray? And you talk about you get specific.
I love giving. I'm sure anybody listening to these radio programs can definitely tell that. I love to give. But you know what? People get tired of like $25 check or $100 check, you know, and even amounts. I believe in praying and asking God, number one, more important, how much should I seed every month? How much should I give into this ministry? How much should I give to Messianic Vision? And I'm excited to be a part of this ministry as a partner and to be a, you know, be a blessing to this ministry. But I pray and I ask God how much I should partner with you. And God does that, which is so awesome. There's another area which I talk about in the book, Supernatural Provision. I talk about scriptural giving. Many of you are confessing, my God's going to supply all of my need according to his riches and glory. You know, Deuteronomy 8:18, you know, he's giving me the power to get wealth. He's giving me witty inventions. You know, he's blessing me and all these different things. And we proclaim that. We speak them over our finances. Well, the word also says, you know, and sayings, it's like, well, put your money where your mouth is. That's a saying. And it's like, okay, put my money where my mouth is. What does that mean? Okay, here we have Philippians 4:19. I want God to supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. I'm going to give a check for $4.19 or $419, lining up the number with the number in the scripture.
Chapter 4, verse 19.
Right. Philippians 4, you know, 19. So $4.19, $419, whatever it is. And then, you know, man, I am just expecting supernatural financial blessing, and I want to be, Father, everything you want me to be. I just speak, you know, Deuteronomy 1:11 over me, that I'm going to be 1,000 times more numerous than I am. Okay, Deuteronomy 1:11. How about seating? $1.11, $11.11, $111 a month. And I love giving $111.
But here's what I see is going on with you, Joan. I'm kind of an analytical kind of guy. What you are doing is you are establishing a tremendous point of faith for your giving.
It is.
And you have faith to believe that when you take a scripture and then you give to a godly ministry or someone with a big need, that God is going to multiply that beyond your wildest imagination. But I believe your faith is so contagious that when people read your book and listen to your tapes, that contagious giving spirit is going to jump on them. And the same thing that's happening in third world countries, same thing that's happening in your family, the same thing that's happening to everyday average people that you talk about in your book and your CDs is going to happen to them.
Absolutely. And I see it everywhere I go. And, you know, as people give into the offering, and I'll say, okay, like one lady gave, this is last year, $111, just, you know, literally a few months ago, $111, and she was believing God to have supernatural finances so she in turn can go on more missions trips and to do more of what God has called her to do. And she was so excited about that. This is Friday night, Friday, very important here, Friday. Saturday, she gets a phone call saying, we've decided to totally wipe out your mortgage on your house of like $250,000.
How could they do that?
They just did it, just like that. And it was like, man, what can you do that you won't have a house payment? How awesome is that?
Well, your stories are so outrageous and so many because you've been practicing this so many years.
Yes.
Now, what I love is your stories about giving $91 or multiples of 91 from Psalm 91, which is one of my favorite psalms. Tell me a testimony involving someone giving $91.
You make it so hard to only give one testimony.
I know.
Many of them. But like when I went, I'll give you kind of like one, but it's like three. Went to Haiti last year, went to Haiti this year, went to Nuevo Laredo this year where they cut women's heads off, hallelujah, and ministered in open-air meetings and all that. And believe me, I seated $91 before all three trips and came back from Haiti, never got sick. And, I mean, supernaturally, our home team did not get sick because they all seated $91. And then went to Nuevo Laredo. There wasn't even, I mean, like even nothing, zero complications, zero problems, and were in Nuevo Laredo. Absolutely perfect, calm, no uprising, no arguing, no nothing. It was absolutely phenomenal.
Tell me about that friend of yours who seated $91 for her son-in-law that was in the military.
That was awesome. A jet plane, he was responsible for fueling the jet planes in Qatar, either Qatar or Kyrgyzstan, something like that. And he went, and it actually didn't explode like in fire, but it exploded with the gasoline, doused him, top of his head, soles of his feet, lost his vision. And they actually put him in a shower, scrubbed him with iron bristles, top of his head, soles of his feet, and then they put him in a medicinal coma and made him sweat so that the poisons would get out of his system. And I got news of that, and I knew that she had ceded $91 for him. I said, Father, there's something wrong with this picture here. You know, we don't want him to be going over there and to lose his eyesight, to lose his family, to lose his life, to lose his future in Jesus' name. And I said, according to your word, you're going to protect him. In the name of Jesus, we speak that his vision is going to be restored. Ring! Telephone. He got his vision back. He got his vision back supernaturally. And, you know, and it was an absolutely zero effect on his body. Zero. And they said, that can't be. Because of the poisons in the natural that would go through the body and play havoc on him the rest of his life. And that was actually probably 6 to 8 years ago, and he is in perfect health today.
Are you beginning to get the picture that God has not overlooked you, that God has a plan for good for your life, that God wants you to operate in these biblical principles to be involved in the end time harvest? And Joan Hunter has been uniquely raised up by God. She knows what it's like to have nothing, to not understand the principles of God, and knows what it's like to understand the principles of God. And she doesn't give money out of greed. She gives money because her heart is so excited when she can give to establish God's kingdom. Isn't that the position you want to be in? By the time you read these testimonies and you understand the principles, she'll show you the hidden hindrances and the roadblocks to receiving financial blessing. She'll show you God's pattern for you to prosper. She'll show you God's purpose for you. Her teaching will enable you to fulfill God's destiny for your life. We're making her brand new book, Supernatural Provision, Financial Freedom, and the two CDs, End Time Economics and Financial Freedom, available for a gift of $35. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.